Vamos, chapter 16, Mishnah 2. So it says, Shtaya Vamos, two sisters in law. Right? Two sisters in law. And the zoo and the gabasis. Zuomeris mace baliva, zuomeris mace baliva. And they come back, and the one says, my husband died. And the other one says, her husband died. So they both come back, these two sister in laws, and they both say the husbands, the brothers, have died. So in this case, zu asura mipnei bala shel zu, vizu asura mipnei bala shel zu. The one is forbidden because of the husband of the other, and the other one's forbidden of the husband of the other. Why? Because they believed with respect to themselves, but they'd not believed with respect to their sister-in-law. So if I'm the woman and I say my husband's died, so that testimony is valid for me, but it's not valid for my sister-in-law because I can't give testimony with respect on her behalf. Because of the sister-in-law issue. Sister-in-law's, remember, we said it was one of the relationships that they don't get on. So in this case, over here, because the two guys who died were brothers, so it's a problem because the sister is in law. Yes, her husband's died, which means if he died childless, she falls for Yibum. But who does she fall for Yibum to? The brother.
But who
said he died?
Only
his wife, and with respect to your sister-in-law, we can't believe his wife. So in this case over here, they're stuck. They're both stuck, and they can't get married. Lezu adim, lezu ain adim. But in this case, if the one had two witnesses, right? Now, two witnesses, that's the proper case that we believe. But the other one didn't have witnesses. So the two sister-in-laws, the one has two sets of witnesses, the other one doesn't. So es sheish la adim, the one who has witnesses, asura, she is forbidden from getting remarried. The esh ain la adim muteris, and the one who doesn't have witnesses, she's permitted. Right? How does this come out? Because if I'm one woman and you the other woman, so I've got two witnesses that my husband died. This is my sister-in-law. She says her husband died. So her husband's dead, we believe her. Is my husband dead? Yes, because I've got two witnesses to say my husband. So you're permitted. You can go off and marry whoever you want. But me, is my husband dead? Yes, I've got two witnesses. Is her husband dead? Vis-a-vis me, we don't believe her that her husband is dead, because vis-a-vis sister-in-laws, we don't believe it. So even though I've got the witnesses that my husband died, it comes out that I'm the one that is forbidden to get remarried, because I fell to that man for Yibum, and we don't know if that man's still dead or alive. If he's still alive, then I've got to marry.
Not vis-a-vis
sister-in-law. We don't believe a vis-a-vis sister-in-law. So in this case over here, I would be stuck. Lezu banim, lezu ain banim. If the one's got children and the other one's got children, so esh elasha banim uteris ve'esh she'ain la banim asura. So obviously, in this case over here, I've got children and I say my husband died, she says her husband's died. So the fact that we've got children, my late husband and me, the fact that we've got children means I don't fall for Yibum. So I give testimony that my husband's died and I'm believed with respect to my husband. So I can go off and get married because I don't fall for Yibum to anybody. But obviously if you don't have children, that's the Yibum case, and that's where it comes out that you're forbidden. Nisiyamu umaisa hayevamim asuras linasa. So same case, but in this further extrapolation, there's another brother, or another two brothers. So we both say our husbands have died. We come back, and there's two other brothers who we can do Yibum with. So we both do Yibum with the two other brothers. And then they die childless, the two other brothers. So we fall for Yibum again. So in this case over here, it says this first opinion, we are forbidden to get married because it reverts back to the first case we have, in that I fall to her husband for Yibum. And her husband, we don't know if he's alive or dead, because we don't believe him. He's my sister-in-law, and we don't believe her. She's my sister-in-law. We don't believe sister-in-laws when it comes to say that the husband's passed away. So they go back to the doubtful situation, and they're not allowed to get married. Rebbe Elazar Omer Hoyel v'utarit le'yavamim v'utarit l'chol Adam. He disagrees. He says, no, since we were once permitted to get married, so that allows us to keep...
Going back and back and back.
Yeah, I mean, you would go back. In this case, you would, yeah. But, Yeah, so he disagrees. He disagrees with the first opinion, and he says that since we were once allowed to do Yibum, so now we are allowed to go back and get married again.